I want to read a part of your book, March of the Machines, at the back. It says, while horror films and science fiction have repeatedly warned of robots running amok, you take the threats out of the realm of fiction and into the real world, truly giving us something to worry about. Meeting skeptics head-on, Warwick goes beyond his penetrating attacks on their assumptions and prejudices about what should be considered as intelligence to reveal what he has already achieved, building robots that communicate in their own language, share experiences, teach each other lessons, and behave as they wish with regard to human beings. Do you believe, Kevin, that this is going to be dangerous for us?
Oh, most definitely. Yes, yes. We are allowing machines more power, and we're allowing them to learn and adapt, and you put those things together, I think danger for humans is the end result, clearly.
That bad?
Not that bad if you take yourself not just as a human, if you're happy to upgrade yourself as become a cyborg, then it's not that bad at all, because you come part of the positive side of things. But if you're a human looking for the future now, and you don't want to upgrade, then of course it's that bad. Just as now humans treat animals such as cows or dogs, or we don't particularly treat them that well because we feel they're not as intelligent as we are, or whatever reason. So I think in the future that's what we're going to see. So for humans, I think the long term may be a role. If you're lucky, you'll end up in a zoo or something like that. If you're not so lucky, maybe you'll be just treated on a farm, and when you get to a certain age, you'll be killed off if you're not useful anymore. So I think the long term future for humans is not bright at all.
I could also see the time, Kevin, babies are born in hospitals, and the first thing they do, they start implanting them with a number of chips.
That's a big question. In certain religions, things happen to babies the moment they are born, and this is looking at more of a technological development. Whether it's necessary, it may well become necessary, yeah, because your brain develops very, very quickly in the earlier stages. So if you can link up with technology, it offers the possibility of enhancing your capabilities long term in a much more powerful way.
How many people would bolt at this? Where the government says, we're going to do away with ATM cards, we're doing away with credit cards, we're doing away with cash, we're just getting rid of everything, all this stuff, and we're going to implant all of you with your social security number chip somewhere in your hand, and you'll be able to use that when you go shopping. You can scan it. If you need money out of your bank, you just hold your special hand up and, you know, punch in a code so people can't steal your money. But that's the route we're going to go. How many people do you think would revolt?
Well, how you phrased it, I think probably everybody would, just about, apart from one or two who are really into it. But that's not how things happen in life. As I described with the Big Brother experiment we did in 98, the result of it was, well, look at it in a positive way. And if you'd have said a few years ago, the government is going to force everybody to have a credit card, you won't have cash, you'll have this card and you'll have to use that, people say, no, we wouldn't want that. But of course, that isn't how it's happened. People have gone forwards, as with mobile phones, with cell phones. People have gone and got them because they want them, because that's how they see it going forward.
But if they don't want them, they don't get them.
And I see
the day where government will insist that people have this.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, that is more of a political thing. At
sure.
the moment, I still see it being something that is a decision in your hands, that is up to you. Okay, maybe if you don't choose to go that route, you're being a bit silly, but still, over many things that can be the case, but still it's your choice. Now, when it comes to children or babies, then it's another question. Should the baby have the choice, or is it down to the parents? In many religions at the moment, it is the parents' choice what happens to the baby. Whether it be, and we're talking here generally, whether it be a physical thing that happens to the baby, or whether it's a mental thing. Now, that's very much under the control of the parents.